Okay, since today is the yard site of Rabbeinu Ari, the fifth day of Av, Hamisha Be'Av, is well known. Last night in Yerusha and Tzfat, thousands of people go to the grave of Rabbeinu Ari and they make tikkun, they pray. So it's appropriate on the yard site to read something from Rabbeinu Ari himself, in order to learn one of his teachings. These are teachings that until the Arizal came along, they were hidden to the majority of the world. And he came along and he exposed us to these secrets. And the Gaon of Vilna said that at the end of time, the secrets of all the Benu Ari and the Kabbalah are going to become revealed. And today, Baruch Hashem, there's a great awareness of many of these concepts. When you learn the Torah of the Tzaddikim on the day that they pass away, the Zechut stands for us. It says, whenever you read something from the Tzaddik, his words move in the Kever, and it seems it's a Zechut to activate the Tzaddikim from the Kever themselves, and then they must be on their influence over the people that are studying. Today I want to discuss one subject, and this is something that even regular people like ourselves, amateurs, are able to do. You don't have to be a Kabbalist. You don't have to be somebody that's very in the sky. All we're trying to learn is kavanot. Instead of doing things just by routine, and just doing things by robotically, to add a little extra flavor to the mitzvah, every extra kavanah you add, even if to say, let's say there's 10 kavanot, and you just add one of the 10, it's a different mitzvah. Clearly, a 1-carat diamond is clearly better than zero. Even though you say, but Rabbi, there's 10 carats. Okay, 10 is the best. But so therefore, if I can't do 10, so I should do zero? If I go to the store, to the jewelry store, they say, listen, we ran out of 10-carat diamonds. So I say, okay, Reka, so give me a fake. No, I said, you have 9? 9, I'll take a 9. You have a 9, give me an 8. whatever, as close as you can get to the perfection, there's a value. So a person shouldn't think, oh, what are we doing anyway? We're not having all the kavanot anyway. We're doing one little extra item. But it changes the mitzvah exponentially. It's a different mitzvah just by having these kavanot. And what's the benefit? First of all, it excites us. Once already you're doing a kavanah, it gets you, motivated to do it. You're not just doing something that's empty. And number two, it opens up the different gates in heaven to bring down a shefa to our neshama. These are kavanot that unlock certain, hidden treasures, and then we are the beneficiary of it. And Sha'ar HaKavanot, that's from Rabbeinu Ari, of course. He talks about the inyan of going to the mikveh on Erev Shabbat. Okay, first of all, it's an inyan, obviously, to go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbat. Not talking about going every day, once a week, Erev Shabbat. It sounds like it's a big undertaking, but it's really not. It's about 7 minutes. That's the whole ordeal. How long does it take to go to the mikveh? Sometimes I teach in the seminary on Fridays, so I finish the seminary at 11:15. And I have to be in the girls' school, in the high school, by 10 to 12. The seminary is on Ocean Parkway and Avenue J, and the high school is on Avenue M and Ocean Avenue. Just to drive there takes you and to find parking. And still, I have time every Erev Shabbat to go to the mikveh in between that slot and get to the high school early. So you see, it doesn't take that much time. We waste 5 minutes on a Friday doing nothing. So during that waste of time, run to the mikveh, jump in, jump out, and you get a benefit. So that's the inyan, he says. He writes in the Sha'ar HaKavanot. Kavanat Atevila Shel Erev Shabbat. The Rabbeinu Ali writes that when a person goes to the mikveh on Erev Shabbat, the Kiddushah of Shabbat already can be seen on his forehead. There's orot that start to come out of his metzah. You can't see it and I can't see it. But if you have, let's say, a big tzaddik, like the Baba Sali or one of these great rabbis, he can look at right away and see the Kiddushah, then he knows if you went to the mikveh or not. So it's a different person, it's a different face after the mikveh. So he says, these are the kavanot. Hine, ahar she nechnasta toch mehayam, either going to the ocean, or hanahar, the river, or the mikveh itself. Kodem shetitbol. Oh, this is already a kavanah before you dip. There's going to be a few kavanot. There's going to be a kavanah before you dip. There's going to be a kavanah while you dip. And then when you come out. So it's kavanot in the whole process. So what's the kavanot? Tekaven. Ki ha-mikveh hu sod shem ekiyeh. Dehehin. Ha'ole b'gmatriya. Kuf nun alef. Kiminyan mikveh. So first you have kavanah when you go into the mikveh. Shem ekiyeh. Aleph, he, yud, he. With his. Aleph is how much? Aleph lamed fe is 111. Aleph. The whole way, the midluy. He is he. He is 10. So that's 121. Yud vav dalet is 20. That's 141. And he is 10. Again, that's 151. 151 is the exact gematria as mikveh. Mikveh is mem, kof is 140, and vav is 11. So therefore, you have kavanah. Shem ekeyeh, you think, aleph, he, yud, ke. 151. Gematria. Mikveh, that's already the opening kavanah.
That's the before
you start. Now, we didn't do anything yet. That's just one of them. And then he writes over here, Milvad b'vo'ar kan chesod ha-mikveh hu b'shem kana. That's kuf nun aleph, this is called kana. B'vo'ar od b'chetveh alav shekavanah b'shem kana b'shat ha-tevilah b'mikveh hu tikun l'midat ha-ka'as. And if a person also wants to work on the midat ha-ka'as, that the anger should not take hold of him, that sometimes the anger takes hold of him without him being aware, all of a sudden, boom, it got him. So how does he make sure that the anger doesn't grab him at a time that he's vulnerable? So when he goes to the mikveh also, this is when he's actually dipping, he has a kavanah, also aleph, he, yud, he, which is gematria 151, which is gematria mikveh, which is also the gematria of the word ka'as. Ka'as is 20, and ayin is 70, that's 90, and samich is 60, that's 150, and plus the word is 151. So that's a very integral kavanah. Aliza really holds that the main kavanah for tikkun ha-kaas you do on Tuesdays and on Fridays in the mikveh. And he has reasons why the main tikkun is on Tuesday. If a person goes to the mikveh on a Tuesday, that's a big item for the kavanah for tikkun ha-kaas, and on Friday when you go to the mikveh as well. There's another kavanah for ka'as. We have it in our Sidur. Where's our Sidur, boys? We have our Sidur in moment?
No,
our Sidur.
That's a good one.
They're all good. They're all good. The Arizal says, when you say Kiryat Shema, in Vayomer, on page, these are easy kavanot about that, page 149. It says, in 149 Shema, Venatenu al sisit hakanaf. You see the word kanaf, how much is called? Kaf, kaf is 20. Nun is 50, that's 70. And pe is 80. That's 150 plus the word. So kanaf is 151. So it says, kanaf, gematria, kuf nun aleph, the gematria, ka'as. Bichaven, letaken, avona, ka'as. Al yede shem kana. Aleph, he, yud, he. No, when you're saying the Shema and you get to the word hakanaf, you mechaven. Yeah, I'm just giving you another place. Well, it has to do because it's the same kavanot. It's kanaf is 151, and 151 is the same kavanah as this aleph, he, yud, ke, this ekiyeh, which is gematria mikveh. So those are two places where a person is able to fine. That's the name Akiyah. Aleph, He, Yud, He, which equals 151.
Next to every.
Right.
This is
right, Kavana. That's the Kavana. Okay, so that's the two Kavanot already that we learned. But the main Kavana is Rabotai. You go to the Mikveh. Right, in the Kaas. That's what I'm telling you. Okay, now, Kisham mitkabesim kol shemot ekiye hayoter elyonim mimenu kemot shele ba'er. Mikveh, basically, if somebody wants to know which name of Hashem is the Mikveh constructed of, it's made of Ekeyeh. An Aleph, a He, a Yud, and a Ke. Alpia Musar, why is that the Shem of a Mikveh? Because what does Ehyeh mean? I will be. That means when a person comes into the Mikveh, he's filled with Averot, he's filled with Tum'ah and all that. But the Mikveh basically purifies him for the future. Now I'm Tameh. But Be'ezat Hashem is accepting upon himself that what? I will be different. I will be new. I will be refreshed. So the Pi'anem is the Shem Ekiyeh is the Shem that represents Mikveh also. Ekiyeh is the Shem that's connected to a certain area in the world that's called Ima. Ima is the mother, literally, yes? Just like a mother cleans the child. Who cleans the child? Not the father. When the child is clean, then the father plays with the child. But when the child's dirty, right away the father says to the mother, you handle it.
Except in the Cordero.
Exactly. The Cordero is a little different. But we're not talking about the Cordero. We're talking about in the regular society. I'm talking about regular society, not us. I'm talking about regular society. So the husband, he doesn't want to deal with dirt. He gives it to the mother. So the mother represents cleaning. So therefore, the mikveh comes in that section called the Iba. Of course, it's cleansing. It cleanses the person from his averot. Okay, let's see what he says.
What attribute of Hashem?
No, it's the roots of judgment, but the roots of judgment are mercy. The judgments are sweetened in their roots. V'har kach, now, tekaven lamshich b'mikveh hazeh et ha-nachal ha'alyon. Now you're going to see a big hadush. When you're going to the mikveh on King's Highway, you're going to the mikveh on East 7th Street, or over here in the Elmoran Station, you think you're going to the mikveh on Earth. You're not. Really, the goal is that you have to go to the mikveh in the Shamayim. There's a mikveh that purges neshamot. But somehow you have to bring that mikveh that's in Shamayim, the kedusha of that mikveh, you need to bring it down. So these kavanot actually bring the mikveh elyon down into the mikveh tahton. So when you're dipping in a mikveh of the Shamayim. What's the kavana? So he says, "V'har kach tichaven lehamshich b'megveh hazeh et ha-nachal ha'alyon." You need to bring the nachal elyon, that river that flows in Shamayim. It's a spiritual river, obviously. And once you fill up the mikveh with the spiritual, means before you dip, first you have to set up the mikveh that is kasher for you. You understand? People that go to the mikveh, you dip all this. First you have to prepare the waters before you go dip. Anything you want to reach levels, you need to have a preparation. So when you're standing in the mikveh, you're wondering, when you see these guys standing there, they're standing, what is it? It's a good dip. Where are you standing there? They're standing, they're looking around. Most of the guys are standing there because that's it. They're enjoying the they don't have a jacuzzi in the house. So they go to the mikveh on Friday, they sit there, and they sit there for a couple of minutes. That's the hana'ah. They're not members of a health club or a place like that. So they go to the mikveh, they sit there, hang out in the mikveh. This is their excitement for the week. But the guys who know, when they're standing in the mikveh, they're being mechaven, preparing the waters in order to bring Nahal Elyon. How do they do it? Warba Bayot, Absag, Mabin. You know there's four names of Hashem: Shem Ab, Shem Sag, Shem Ma, Shem Ben. We know the Shem Ab, Shem Sag, Shem Ma, Shem Ben. Let's write it out for you clearly on the papers over here. And then one of the lucky members will get to keep this paper. So this is Kavanot Hamikveh. So let's do the Shem Ab first. Shem Ab is Yud Vav Dalid, He Yud, Vav Yud Vav, He Yud. This is Ab. Then you have Sag. Sag is Yud Vav Dalid, He Yud, Vav Aleph Vav, He Yud. That's called Sag, 63. Then you have Yud Vav Dalid, He Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, He Aleph. That's called Ma. And then you have Yud Vav Dalid, He He, Vav Vav, He He, and that equals 52, which is called Ben. So you see these four names over here? These are the four names of Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben. Listen, you're learning a Kavanah now. There's three ways to configure the Ikiyeh. Let's do Ikiyeh now. Aleph, He Yud, I can spell the He with a Yud. Yud Vav Dalid He Yud. How much is that going to equal? Let's do the math. 111. 111 plus 15 is 126. Plus 20 is 146. Plus 15, 161. That's called Kasa. Kasa. Kuf Samech Aleph. Then you have Aleph, same thing. And I can spell the He instead of He Yud. I can spell it with He, He. That's the one we just did. He, He, that'll equal Kana. That's 151. That's the Gematria Mikveh. There's a third way to spell it is Aleph. He, Aleph. Yud, Vav, Dalet, He, Aleph. How much would that equal? 143, actually. Kamag. That's 143, which is Kamag. So again, Rabotai, learn the terminologies properly. When it comes to the Shemot Yud Ke Vav Ke, the four configurations are Ab, Sag, Ma, Ben. 72, 63, 45, 52. When it comes to the Ikiyeh, it's Kasa, Kana, Kamag. Otpam, Kasa, Kana, Kamag. Altogether, how many Shemot do we have over here? Seven. Three, four, five, six, seven. Now, Rabotai, it's going to take some effort here to fill up the mikveh. Od pam, we're trying to fill up the mikveh from the Nahal Elyon. So first, we have to put all these shemot in our brain. All the shemot are in our brain. The seven shemot over here, which is easy. Upside kama, we know how to make these shemot already. Now, what do you do after that? Go arba vayot upside mabed. The gimel ekiyeh di yudin udalfin udehehin. Sorry, ki kasher em peshutim yesh ot yud ahat bechol shem. When you spell these names regular, so there's four yudke vavkes and four ekiyes in the regular without opening it up. How many yuds are in yudke vavke? One. How many yuds are in Ikiyeh? One. So they were all together under Pashut. There's four plus three. So there's seven yudin all together in these seven names. Each one has a yud. Correct? Yud kevav kev ab, yud kevav kev sag, yud kevav. And the Pashut, not talking about where you're opening it up. Seven yuds all together. So that's seven yudin, which equals 70. So far, so good? No problem. We didn't say anything yet. But we're creating. Then he says, Ki kashir em pishutim, yesh ot yud ahat bechol shem mehen. Venimsa shem zayin yudin. Just seven yuds. Bezayin shemot ha'elu. Uchpar yada'ata. Ki zayin shemot elu. These seven shemot that we just mentioned. Hem sod zayin shemot shel Shabbat. This represents the seven names of Shabbat. Besod Zayin Otiyot Shel Ikiyeh Yaku, which means we're going to see over here that Shabbat has seven names. Shabbat is so holy that it's not limited to one name of Hashem. There's seven names that are represented. The way the Zohar tells us the seven names of Hashem, in parentheses here, is Ikiyeh Yaku, or Yahu. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. These seven letters, Aleph, Yud, Heh, which is 4 plus Yahu, Yud, Heh, Vav, These are the seven remazim to the seven names of Shabbat, which we'll see. But anyway, we're up to the seven yudim. Now continue. וצריך לכוון כי בפשוטן יש בהם זין יהודים פשוטים אבל תכוון גם כן במילואיהם ואפילו שכוונת היהודים אנו מכוונים בשמות אביה בשמות הכי הפשוטים מכל מקום צריכים לכוון גם במילואיהם של כל שבע שמות you didn't put your head in yet you didn't לכוון to all these שמות in the open version אב, סג, מה, בן, קסה, קנה, קמג And then you're thinking, as you're thinking, you're only taking one yud for, from each one. Meaning based on the yud kevavke, yud kevavke, yud kevavke, yud kevavke. Four yuds, aleph, yud, four, three yuds. So you have to mechaven the whole thing, but only pluck out a yud from each one. So altogether you're holding by seven yuds, which equals 70. You have to remember, or no? Good. ותוסיף עליהם, this is a continuation from yesterday's class, but a little different obviously, ותוסיף עליהם שם יודקה. Add to the mixed יודקה. Why? כי הוא סוד השבת. יודקה is the sod, the secret of שבת יודקה. So now we take the seven שמות, which is 70, the seven יודס, plus יודקה, Yes? You have to add it. How much is that going to equal? 85. Unbelievable. Equals 85. Beautiful. 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 Now what is that going to do for us? Varehem het yudin. Now it's actually going to come out to 8 yudin. Right? Because you have 8. Adding from the Yudke. So therefore we have now, we went from 7 Yudin to 8 Yudin. That's correct, which is going to be 80. Now, where's the 80 going to come from? So he says, Shehem Gematria Nal. This is going to equal Nun Lamed.
So 80.
Yes, Nun is 50, Lamed is... So you see how we got to Nun Lamed? You want to do easy. That's what we're going. Let's open a Modani, one of Modani. Come out of Modani, and then that's it. So if you want to.
70 we got.
70 we got. Then we're adding the Yud Ke to it. Add another Yud from the Yud Ke. Now you went from 7 Yuds to 8 Yuds. The 7 of this plus the Yud Ke.
Okay,
now
8.
The 80 equals these two letters. That's it. Now you got Nun Lamed. Rabotai, you think it's so easy to bring the Nahal Elyon down to this earth? It's going to take work over here. Now, you have two ways. Either you can go to take a rocket ship and go up to the Shamaim and get a siphon and bring down
Maybe
the thing.
Come back. And then,
by Shabbat, you have to come back. By Shabbat. Or you do this way. Right. Maybe easy. You never know. So he says, I was waiting for somebody to ask that. Shem Gematria Nal. How? Because the yud from yud ke is one yud, and the seven yuds from this is 70. 70 plus the yud of yud ke. By the way, why are we doing yud ke? Because this is one of the names of Shabbat. So we got
Shabbat.
Yeah. So we have to put a Shabbat name in there. So we add this is the ingredient of Shabbat is the yud ke. So we have to always add the yud ke into the ingredient. Okay. Ushmona pa'amim yud. Okay. Fine. Ve'im kelalut ha'shmona yudin. How many yuds did it take us to make this? 8.
Yeah.
Oh, so put the chet over here, and now you have the word nahal. Now you've opened up the nahal elyon, and you've brought down the waters from the upper spheres into the mikveh. How many yuds did it take you to get to 80? 8 yuds. No, 8 yuds. 8. So that's right. The 7 plus the yudke.
Right.
So that's chet.
Okay.
So nun lamid plus a chet equals nahal. What's nahal? The nahal elyon. So with that simple basic. Now, you don't start when you're in the mikveh. This you do the whole week, you practice. You understand? You practice the whole week. Analyzing. When you're walking in the street, you're thinking of that. So when you get there on Friday, you're ready. Not that you're going to stand in there now and start to, you're going to bring this into the mikveh with you, Shara Kavanot. You're going to see, guys are like this in the mikveh reading Shara Kavanot. Of course not. You can't bring this into the mikveh. This already you have to know already going in. Huh? Such a genius. Did you let the Ariza talk, Moshe? Let the Ariza talk. Ve'im kedalut ha'shmona yudim u'yefes. You're very good. Hare nacha. Beautiful. Ve'ahar kach techaven. Here's the tricky part. Techaven lechlol kedalut ha'yudim ba'atzmam. Now, so far we have what? We have 80. Now, we're going to make what's called klalut. We have a group of of yuds. The group will be considered one. So we went from 80 plus the group is counted as one. That's what kladut. That's one. Then he says ulosif leze od kolel shu kelalut kelalutam. That's another one, which means we're going to count the group twice. So it's going to come to what? It's v'tetzarfim im nachal, which means nachal we have already. Nachal plus 82 is going to be how much?
170.
Ah, v'ye begematria. It's going to be exactly. No, which means, okay, which means like this. He's going to tell you like this.
Just 88.
Yeah, yeah, no. This is 88. Perfect. Perfect. Exactly, this is what we want to do. So say it like this. Take the nachal. We're going to add two to the nachal. Why are you going to add two? Let's make it easier for you so you can understand like this. Because we have two groups over here. We have the seven yuds, and we have the one yud of yudke. So add one from that group, and add one from that group. So you're going to go from, this is equals 88, you said? Yeah. 88, plus one from the seven yudim, and plus one from the yudke. So it's going to equal 90. What is 90? What is that number significant? Gematria Mayim. Mayim is 90. Mem is 40. Mem is 40. And Yud is 10. So now look what you did over here. You activated the Nachal Elyon. And you brought down. No, you have to do it in stages. But first you have to create the Nachal. Once you create the Nachal making all those Kavanot, then you create the actual flow of the water itself. That's it. The water came into the mikveh. Now the water is full. Even though you felt water when you were in there, it's not water. That's nothing. You need to bring in. That's why whenever you go to the mikveh, you should go with a tzaddik. Let him have all these kavanot for you. He'll bring the waters down for you, and then you go in over there. Now, ahar kach. Oh, now it's incredible. You didn't dip yet. This is the crazy, the amazing part. You didn't dip yet. The harkach techaven shekozi lichmot Shabbat. What am I doing here? All this is lichmot Shabbat. Lichbod Shabbat. Now we're going to make it like this. Lichbod. We're going to take the lamed separate. We're going to take the kavod separate. And we're going to take the word Shabbat separate. Let's go slow. Let's go back to all. This is the ingredients, the seven names. How many letters are in these seven names? No, let's count. Easy. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38. There's 38. But that's when you make it male. I don't want to make it male because already it's too much. Let's make it. How many letters are in the regular? 4 Yud Kevavke is equal to how much? 12. Or 16. 16. And 3 Iki is equal to how much? 12. What's 16 and 12?
28.
28. Beautiful. But I need to get 30. I need to get to a lamed. So how are we going to get from 28 to 30? Very good. I'll count one kolel over here, one kolel over here. Let's see if that's what he does. אחר כך תכוון שכל זה דרגוס דין ילכמות שבת. והוא, כי הלו, בחט שמות. He's not going to do it our way. He's going to do it in the eight שמות. Shem Dalet Havayot Gimel Ekeyez Veshem Yudke. The four, the three, and the one. So all together, that's what? Eight. Yesh Bem Shiloshim Otiyot. It's perfect. 16 plus 12 plus 2. Right? Yudke. 16 in the Yudke Vavkez. Not two like this. So the Yudke Vavkez equals 16. Neke, it's times 4. The Ekeye times 3 equals 12. And the Yudke times 1, because it's only 1, is 2. Altogether, that is what? 30. That's the Lamed of Lichbot Shabbat. Can you believe it's there? The Lamed of Lichbot Shabbat as a Kavana. Lichbot Shabbat. Not to be believed. The Lamed is where all this is. Yesh, Bezeh Lamed Shel Lichbot. וכשתוסיף שני כוללים, now when you add two כוללים, שם כללות הזיין וכללות שם יודקה. For some reason, he says, now, you got the 30?
32.
Exactly. Add one from this section, and add one from this section. So now you have 32. That's already gematria kavod. How much is kavod equal? 22 plus 10, 32. So you see, lichbod, the lamed is the 16 plus 12 plus 2. Add two kolelim. Don't ask me why we didn't kolel the ekiyes. Don't ask me why. I don't know. He didn't say yet. But that's how I get lichbod. So I think lichbod. Now I'm going to get Shabbat. Shabbat's easy. Moshe did that already. Moshe did that already. Umispar kol ha-shemot anal. Okay, let's get all the shemot. How much is 72 plus 63 plus 45 plus 52? Like, hey, these guys have it like nothing. These guys have it like nothing. 232 is right. So the Yud-Ke-Vav-Kez times 4, not 26, which is the open names, equals 232. And how much is the 3 Ekeyez equal? What's 151? We'll have to do the math. 151 plus 143 plus 161. So 3, 4, 5. 9 is 15. So 455? 455. That's the times 3. Ekiya times 3. Plus the Yudke. Yudke is how much? 15. So what is this? All the Shemot equal? 10, 12, 8, 9, 10, 4, 5, 6, 7, 0, 2. Those are all the Shemot. Equals Shabbat. How much is Shabbat? 7, 0, 2. Understand how we got to Lechvot Shabbat? So now let's go back, Rabotai. Behem Gematria Shabbat. Now let's start again. If we review this, you're learning something. This is a gift that Rabbeinu Ari brought down to the world. Before Rabbeinu Ari revealed this, I went to the mikveh, he didn't know anything. He went to the mikveh, he didn't know anything. Now he's telling you, but there's a kavanah only for Shabbat. He says, first, when you go into the mikveh, you need to build the mikveh. You can't go into the mikveh just alone. You need to bring the waters from Nahal Elyon. How am I going to bring Nahal Elyon down? Well, once I know how you spell Nahal, that it's Nun Het Lamed, so that's going to remind me. But I need to bring the Nun and the Lamed, and then how do I bring it down? Through the Het, through the eight Shemot. Which means, I have Kavana of the four Yud Kebabkes, and the three Ekeyes, and there's a Yud in each one, which is 70, plus the name of Shabbat, which is Yud Ke, which is another Yud, which is 80, that's the Nun Lamed. The eight letters is the Het, bingo, I have Nun Het Lamed. Once I have the Nun Het Lamed, which is 88, I add two Kodelim to it. Once I add two kolim to 88, I get 90. That's mayim. So now I have nachal mayim. Now the mayim's in the mikveh. Beautiful. Now the mikveh. Now it's not regular waters anymore. Now already you're dipping in holy waters from a different madrega. But now I have to hold it. This is lichbod Shabbat. Oh, lichbod. So I need three kavanot. Lichbod Shabbat. So the lamed is the 30 letters. 16 plus 12 plus 2. That's easy. Then we're going to add another two kolelim, one for the yudke vavke and one for the yudke. That's gematria 32, which is kavod. That'll be ready lichvod. And then Shabbat is all these seven names plus the yudke. That means 232 plus 455 plus 15 is 702 Shabbat. Now lichvod Shabbat. Now by that time over there, you cannot go to the mikveh because it's Shabbat, or you have to go home to miss it. You have to come back next week because already the time is. So you have to say, okay, there's no time. You have to go home because otherwise you won't be able to drive your car home. Shabbat. So sometimes the hakana is more important than the actual. This is going to take. Don't expect that the first time you're going to go and you're going to have these things on your fingertips. But once already you do it one, two, three, four, five times, it's like Ashrei. You walk in the. Boom, 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 boom. And you're going to think to yourself, what's the difference between my dipping and the other guy that dipped? Different dipping. This guy dipped in physical waters. And I'm not saying true, because the truth of the matter is Hashem does all this for us. You shouldn't think if you don't have his kavanot, Hashem does. But no, you can't compare when the guy does it himself. You can't compare when the guy builds the mikveh himself, or it's done al yedei aharim. It's a different, the fusara agra. The kiddushah that goes in is much greater. Then he says a hiddush over here that many people heard. Not yet. He says, "Ushita'alem min amayim, tomar im tashim meshabbat raglecha, asot hafasecha biyom kochi, vekalata la'shabbat oneg, vekdosh Adonai mechubad, vechibbato ma'asot terachecha, vemesor hafasecha v'dabed davar." Now, obviously, you're not going to say that when you're going to come out of the mikveh, you're not dressed. And also, there's people in front of you that are not dressed. And your head's not covered. So you have a lot of problems to say this pasuk actually when you come out. So we say that after you get dressed and you walk out of the mikveh itself, that's what you have to say. When you come out of the mikveh on Friday, Im tashi mishabat laglecha asot havasecha biyom kochi. You quote these pasukim. Now, there's one more thing that he says. And then we have a kavana proper. The one more thing that he says is...
Now he arrived home.
That's it, you're home now. That's it, now you're home. Oh, but there's one more thing. Not a kavana, just an idea. Ushetalem atavida, al tenagib atzmecha b'matpachat. That is al hell, you shouldn't dry yourself when you come out of the mikveh of Erev Shabbat. Why? Ki mime Shabbat sarich haguf shiyish'av otam. These waters that are on your body now are very holy waters. And the Arizal says you want the water to be absorbed in your body. Shi'im yash'ir ha'mayim al gufo velo yenagebem yish'av gufo et ha'mayim. V'yishaer mekedushat ha'tevila alav. Now, this is tricky, because in the winter, it's freezing cold. So what are you going to do now? You're going to go to the mikveh, and you're not going to dry yourself. It's going to be... get dressed. You do. You see some people, they just get dressed right away. Look at you have Ben Ishai, regular Ben Ishai here, boys? Right there. Very good. You have a good eye. You spotted it right away. Some guys will take 5 minutes to find that. You found it right away. So he talks about this, the Ben Ishai. What are you supposed to do in such a case over here? He says, he talks about the inyan of going to the mikveh on Erev Shabbat. Okay, kiddush. He gives you the kavanah of the kiddush. He goes backwards, then he goes to the nerot, and then he's going to go back to... We'll go back to Erev Shabbat. Here it is. If he says to read Shnai Mikra Bahad Targum, the Gambium Umaktu Umanaim Apiasod, Litbol Be'erim Shabbat Kodesh Kede, the Kabet, Tosefet, Nefesh, Ruah, Unchama, the Del Shabbat. You want to receive that Tosefet, Aidea Tevila. Utvila Rishona, it tells you a simple cover of Tevila. But listen again, we didn't discuss when you're dipping. Now it gives you what happens when you dip. Utvila Rishona, the Tahara. Stop, Tahara, nothing. Just so you can be clean. Ushniya, the Tikkun Avona Kaas. Number two is for Kaas, we said the Gematria. Ushlishit, Nafshit Bigdehol Na'ala Nefesh. To remove the weekday soul. Urbi'it, להסיר ולהפשיט מעליו הרוח שהיה שורה עליו במאה החול. That's to take off the weekday ruach. The first is to take away the weekday nefesh. The next one is to take away the weekday ruach. כדי שישרה עליו אתה רוח מבריאה, וזה על ידי אהיה במילוי העין כזה, בתפילה הזו. וחמישית היא לכבוד שבת, לקבל תוספת והערה של קדושת שבת. ויש נוהגים לתבוש שלושה תבילות, ויש נוהגים חמישה. It doesn't bother the Benishah how many times you want to dip. You want to dip 3 times, 5 times, 4 times. It doesn't bother him. Just dip. And then he says like this. Lufi Da'at Rabbeinu Ari, B'Sha'ar HaKavanot, we're reading it. Sadiq Lizer Shelo Yinagev Atzmo B'Mitpa'at Kishareh Matabila. You shouldn't dry yourself. Ki Mime Shabbat Sadiq Sheaguf Kishav Otam. Exactly the Lashon. מי הוא נראה לי? כיוון שדבר זה אינו מעכב בעיקר המצווה והתיקון של הטבילה. It's not מעכב. If you dry yourself, it still works. It's not, it's a חומרה. הנה כל אדם אשר יקשה עליו דבר הזה לעשותו. Some people is difficult. אינו צדיק לזהר בכך. ולא מבעיה בימות החורף, in the winter, אשר הם המוכרחים לנגב מחמת הכלילות. אז אני אגיד כל עליו שלו. אלא אפילו במות הקיץ, יש בן אדם שאין יכולים להישאר בלי ניגוף. Some people that can't get dressed wet. על כן נראה לי, מי שדבר זה קשה עליו, if it's difficult, ינגב כל גופו, ורק יישאר מקום אחד בגופו בלא ניגוף. וטוב שישאר זה רעותיו. Just leave his arms. Dry your whole body. At least let the kiddush have the מגווה. Go on his arms. Or another part of his body. At least leave one area where he's not going to dry. At least you can fulfill this ari to some degree. So that's already a kabana that we could all have. That is, I was going to tell you that at a certain point when you're dipping in the mikveh, there's 1,000 lights that start to shine on the person's forehead. 1,000 lights that were not there from before. So again, it's a different Shabbat when there's a tahara. That's part of the preparations for the Shabbat. Now, you can tell what time does a person have to go. So some people, they wait until after midday. According to the Benuari, you don't have to wait till midday. As long as you read the Shnai Mikra Bahad Targum, already in the fifth hour, an hour before Hatzot already, a person can go to the mikveh. He doesn't have to wait till Hatzot. Listen, if a person says, listen, Rabbi, I cannot go to the mikveh, not until the fifth hour, not in the sixth hour. I can only go early in the morning. I don't want to be with people. I don't want to be dirty mikveh. Of course, better to go at 8 o'clock in the morning than not to go. You know, all these things, when we talk about the time, better, of course, to go this time, but just go. Bidiyuk. Better not to go, because of course not. It'll be mosif tara to the person. So again, let's review again, then we'll finish. When he goes into the mikveh, when he's still standing in the mikveh, he has the kavanah of the 7 shemot of Absagma ben Mimilui, and the 3 shemot of Ekeye, Kasa, Kamag, Kana. And then he has Kavanah that there's 7 Yuds in the Pashut of these 7 names, which is Gematria 70, plus the name of Shabbat, which is Yud Ke, which is an extra Yud, which is now 80, which is Nun Lamed, which is the Het Yudin, which is the Het of Nachal, plus 2 because of the 2 Kolelim, that's already 88 plus 2, which is Mayim. Now he has Nachal Mayim, the Mayim of Elyon went into the Mikveh, and then he says, I'm doing this all Lichbod Shabbat. The Lamed is all the 30 letters, the 16 plus 12 plus 2, which is 30, plus 2 Kolelim, which is 32, which is Gematria Kavod. So therefore that's Lechbod, and all the 7 Shemot, the Absag Maben, the Kasa, Kama, Kana, plus the Yudke equals 702, which is the word Shabbat. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen, amen. Zuchto yagen alenu, amen, amen.